May the words of my lips and the meditations of our hearts bring us closer to you. Amen. Amen. I have been doing a lot of thinking lately about leaves. With fiery orange leaves and golden yellows and the crimson reds of fall, I just can't help but stare and marvel at them. So last weekend, I walked through my neighborhood and thought I would pick up a little of that fall beauty. I went to the first crimson red tree and I pulled off a leaf. And as I examined it, I thought, this is really a work of art. But this one doesn't quite capture the tree. So I plucked off another one, and I examined it, and I thought, ooh, magnificent, but... So I went to the next yellow tree, and then to the next orange, and after a few, I realized that the magnificence and the beauty of a tree cannot be captured in a single leaf. These majestic fall trees, alight with warm tones, serve as a metaphor for our feast of All Saints today. Just as one solitary leaf does not capture the beauty of the whole tree, so too we as individual Christians, do not encapsulate the perfect Christian life. But together with those who were and are to come, we are the communion of saints, and we are better together. Before we think about the communion of saints as better together, let's start by looking at us as individual Christians. Theologian Elizabeth Johnson, in her book, Friends of God and Prophets, A Feminist Theological Reading of the Communion of Saints, touches on what it means for us to participate in the holiness of sainthood. I don't mean capital S sainthood as like a stamp of approval by the Roman Catholic Vatican. I mean small s sainthood. You and me and those we love in our everyday lives. Johnson writes, holiness is not, in the first instance, a moral perfection. Not a moral perfection. It is a participation in the glory and love of God. God is holy, and the people share in this holiness through the grace of Christ in the Spirit. Like the single leaf that shares in the beauty of the majestic tree by bearing just a smattering of its color, we share in God's holiness by participating in God's glory and love given freely through grace. When we as individuals come together to participate in God's glory and love, our second reading today and our collect demonstrate what happens. We become more than we ever could be alone. We are better together. The collect from the Book of Common Prayer at the opening of our service describes this better together mentality perfectly. It says that God has knit together his elect in one communion and fellowship in the mystical body of your Son, Christ our Lord. When we are knit together, then we are in the mystical body of Christ. The first reading from Revelations, which recounts the visions of its author, John, also shows the power of being gathered together as a community of faith. John paints a picture of a great multitude that no one could count, from every nation, from all tribes and peoples and languages. This multitude gathered together at the foot of the throne of God has come together through a great ordeal. Despite the fact that they have been through tremendous difficulties, they worship God, and God shelters them, the reading says. They have no more hunger, no more thirst. They do not feel the scorching heat of the sun. When they are gathered together, then they are more and they receive more than they ever could alone. As the great multitude praises God, they sing daring hymns, and they give voice to counter-cultural claims. They sing that salvation and blessing and glory and power belong to God. Implicit in this statement is that power and glory do not belong to the empire. Just as John's vision stood against the empire, so too does our witness of All Saints' Day, of being better together, provide a powerful countercultural claim in this time of historic American division. Our culture, in everything we read, everything we see, is bearing witness to vitriol and to division. But our faith calls us to participation in God's holiness, and participation in a great and diverse multitude of peoples and nations and languages and tribes. This multitude is knit together from many into one. I wonder, how will you participate in holiness? What will your countercultural witness be during this election week and in the post-election weeks to come? As a Christian community, we make visible the communion of saints when we come to this table.